Build an end-to-end data science project with Grok Build and Grok 4.6. Use Grok Build to create a production-ready data science workflow with EDA, scikit-learn, model training, fast API, API testing, and cloud deployment. Grok 4.6 is xAI's latest frontier model, built specifically for coding, agentic tasks, and knowledge work. It focuses heavily on long-running agents that can work across a code base, research problems, test their work, and keep going through complex multi-step tasks. According to xAI's evaluations, Grok 4.6 reaches frontier-level performance and matches GPT-5-6 Sol on the Artificial Analysis Intelligence Index. What makes it even more interesting for developers is Grok Build, xAI's own terminal coding agent and TUI. Instead of relying on a third-party coding interface, xAI built a full-screen, interactive terminal experience specifically for working with its models, and Grok 4.6 now powers Grok Build directly. In this guide, we will use Grok Build and just four prompts to create an end-to-end data science project that predicts how long a customer may need to wait for a coffee order. What is Grok Build? Grok Build is xAI's coding agent for working directly from the terminal. It can understand your project, create and edit files, execute commands, search the web, and work through longer coding tasks. Its interactive TUI provides a full-screen, mouse-enabled coding experience, and it can also run headlessly for scripts and automation. The biggest advantage is that Grok 4.6 is the same model powering Grok Build, so you get xAI's latest coding model inside a coding environment built specifically around it. Installing Grok Build. Grok Build provides pre-built versions for Windows, macOS, Linux, and Windows Subsystem for Linux. For macOS, Linux, or WSL, open a terminal and run. curl fssl https://x, ai/cli/install, sh bash. For Windows PowerShell, open PowerShell and run. erm https://x, ai/cli/install, ps1x. Confirm that Grok Build was installed. Grok version. NGT. Grok 104, D846EB93D9. Creating the project folder. Start by creating a clean project folder and launching Grok Build inside it so the agent can build everything in one workspace. Create an empty folder for the project. MK Dyer Coffee Wait Time Project. CD Coffee Wait Time Project. Start Grok Build inside the folder. Grok. Grok Build opens its interactive terminal interface. On the first launch, it normally opens a browser so you can sign in. Prompt 1, generating and exploring the dataset. For the first step, we asked Grok Build to generate a realistic dataset, clean it, explore the data, and create useful visualizations. Prompt. Create a beginner-friendly end-to-end data science project by generating 3,000 realistic coffee shop orders with customer waiting time as the target. Save the dataset in Data Coffee Shop Orders. CSV, perform data cleaning and exploratory analysis, and save useful visualizations inside Reports Figures. Grok Build first reviewed the project folder and then started creating the dataset and analysis workflow. Within a few minutes, it generated the raw dataset and a clean dataset with 2,986 rows. It also handled missing values and removed 14 extreme wait time outliers. The initial analysis already gave us some useful insights. The average wait time was around 10.5 minutes, rush hour added roughly 3.3 minutes, and staff load had the strongest relationship with wait time, with a correlation of 0.68. It also created a baseline random forest model with an MAE of 1.63 minutes and R2 of 0.85. Prompt 2, training and evaluating the models. In this step, we asked Grok Build to prepare the data pipeline, train multiple models, compare them, and save the best full pipeline for reuse. Prompt. Prepare the coffee shop data using a reusable scikit-learn preprocessing pipeline, train linear regression, random forest, and gradient boosting models, compare them using MAE, RMSE, and R2, evaluate the best model with charts and test predictions, and save the complete winning pipeline as models coffee wait time pipeline. Joblib. Grok Build continued from the clean dataset and built a reusable scikit-learn preprocessing and training pipeline. During the process, I hit the free usage limit, so I upgraded my plan and then typed continue. Grok Build picked up exactly where it had stopped and completed the model training and evaluation. It trained linear regression, random forest, and gradient boosting, then compared them on the holdout test set of 598 orders. The results showed that gradient boosting performed best, with an MAE of 1.101, RMSE of 1.408, and R2 of 0.934. Linear regression also performed well, while random forest came in third. After that, Grok Build saved the winning pipeline as Model's Coffee Wait Time Pipeline, Joblib, giving us a ready-to-use model for the next stages of the project. Prompt 3, building the FastAPI application. In this step, we asked Grok Build to turn the train model into a simple FastAPI application with clean endpoints and input validation. Prompt: create a beginner-friendly FastAPI application in main. Py that loads model's coffee wait time pipeline. Joblib provides route, health check, and prediction endpoints, validates coffee order inputs with Pydantic, returns the estimated waiting time and a short explanation, handles errors clearly, and includes examples in the automatic API documentation. Grok Build created a FastAPI app that loads the saved pipeline at startup and exposes three endpoints: get for service information and example usage, get health to confirm the model is loaded, post predict to estimate the coffee order wait time, and return a short plain English explanation. It also added Pydantic validation, so invalid inputs are handled clearly with structured error messages. Before deploying, I asked Grok Build to test all of the API endpoints itself. It started the server, sent test requests, checked the responses, and confirmed that the prediction and validation endpoints were working correctly. Prompt 4, deploying to FastAPI Cloud. In this step, we asked Grok Build to prepare the project for deployment, deploy it to FastAPI Cloud, and test the live API. Prompt: prepare this project for FastAPI Cloud by confirming FastAPI Dev works, configuring the application entry point if needed, ensuring the saved model and required files are included, running FastAPI Deploy, pausing only if browser authentication is required, testing the live root, health, prediction, and docs endpoints, fixing deployment errors, and showing me the final public API URL. During deployment, FastAPI Cloud asked me to sign in through the browser. Once I authenticated, Grok Build continued the deployment automatically. After the deployment finished, it gave me the public Swagger documentation URL and a ready-to-use curl command for testing the live prediction endpoint. After deployment, Grok Build also gave me a ready-to-use curl request to test the live predict endpoint. Curl expost https://coffee-wait-time, fastapicloud, dev/predict/, h-content-type, application/json/, d-order-date, 2025-03-13, hour of day, 8 item name, latte item size, medium, quantity 1, customization counts 2, order channel, in-store, payment method, card, queue length 5, num baristas 2, weather, rainy, is member, 1, order total, 550. The live API returned predicted wait time minutes, 13.06. Explanation: estimated wait time is about 13.1 minutes, mainly due to a moderate queue, 5 people, rush hour timing. Model name, gradient boosting. Model metrics: MAE, 1.101. RMSE, 1.408. R2, 0.934. This confirmed that the deployed model, preprocessing pipeline, and FastAPI prediction endpoint were all working correctly in production. The API predicted a wait time of about 13.1 minutes and also returned a simple explanation along with the model performance metrics. I also tested the prediction directly through the Live Swagger UI, which returned the expected prediction along with the model metrics and explanation. Finally, Grok Build organized the complete project and updated the README with the project workflow, model results, live API link, and instructions for running and deploying the application. This makes the entire project easy to understand and reproduce. Final thoughts. After using Grok Build for this project, I came away genuinely impressed. It handled the full workflow well, from generating and cleaning the data to training models, building the API, testing it, fixing issues, and deploying everything. With Grok 4.6, it now feels much more capable and polished for serious coding work. For me, Grok Build is now on par with Claude Code for many practical development tasks. The biggest improvement is how well the new model handles longer, multi-step workflows without constantly needing guidance. If xAI keeps improving the model and the terminal experience, Grok Build could easily become one of the best AI coding agents available. Abid Ali Awan, at 1 Abidali Awan, is a certified data scientist professional who loves building machine learning models. Currently, he is focusing on content creation and writing technical blogs on machine learning and data science technologies. Abid holds a master's degree in technology management and a bachelor's degree in telecommunication engineering. His vision is to build an AI product using a graph neural network for students struggling with mental illness.